Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA Podcast. We are the Dirt Stop Affiliates. I'm your boy, Sean.
Yes, Lord. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And this is the podcast where anything, everything will get talked about, discussed, you know, laughed at, picked at, so on. We're having another episode.
We in the neighborhood.
We ain't in the trap, though.
Huh?
We in the neighborhood.
What's
happening? Man, shout out, as always, to all of the DSA Podcast, Instagram followers, everybody who leave comment, DMs, all of that. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you.
Hey, one time for that girl Teddy, man, who's not here tonight.
Oh yeah, Teddy ain't here tonight. She had to go get a
house. Had some head technical difficulties.
She went to go get a house slave. Ain't that what they say?
Slave.
They go get a house slave.
She went to go get slave. Okay. Y'all can't be walking around here looking ratchet.
Nah, can't do it. But yeah, man, we got a dope episode for y'all today, man. Shout out to everybody who been checking in on iTunes and all that. Spotify and Anchor. Can't forget about Anchor. But yeah, man, we gonna jump into the topic. First topic, off rip. Saw it on Instagram. Got a question, brother.
Come on with it.
How much do you know about the terms and conditions of your social media?
Ooh.
How much do you know about it? Like, I'm gonna be real with you. I ain't never took the time to just read all the terms and conditions.
Me
I'm just gonna be 100, dog.
Me either.
Boy, it's we tripping.
Now,
yeah, we tripping. So, it comes to my attention. I wanna say I got this off of Instagram from. Who did I get this from on Instagram? One of our dear friends. I wanna say it was Slim from Coasting the Ashtray. One of them. It was either him or Country. One of y'all. Shout out to y'all, but. I came across it, and it's a post that says public service announcement. Mm. Anytime you see that, you make a hold on, let me see what's going
yeah.
on. Okay, so I'm gonna read it from the Instagram post. If you own an iPhone, your precise location can now be tracked on Instagram. The recent iOS update automatically turned this feature on for all users. This feature has already been abused by criminals to track the precise location of Instagram users.
Yeah.
So, that is something that's in your terms and conditions, right? Who would have knew that? Like, would you have known, like, your precise, like, the exact location you in at the very exact second can be shared on Instagram?
Not at all.
Like... Man, that fucking, like, see, so shit like that turn me away from social media, like.
Yeah, because now you can't get on social media at home.
Exactly, like, we were talking about it, like, what if I don't want nobody to know my exact, like,
my exact location. I don't even know what area I'm in.
No. Yeah, I hate the fucking nigga who got ops, bro. They come get your ass.
By what? That's why I keep in peace with everybody.
But I just thought that was crazy because who would have knew something like that was in... Like, I wouldn't have known it until I saw that post.
Right.
But, by the way, that post goes on to tell you exactly how to turn that feature off. So
you can turn it off.
You can turn the feature off, and when you turn it off, it gives an approximate location. Like, mm-hmm. not your exact...
So you're still giving them the area.
Basically, but yeah. Shit, you good luck trying to find me in a bigger, like, if it's a bigger
space.
Good luck. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm in the city.
Yeah, I could be I think it's anywhere. A radius of how, man, so I could be anywhere. So, but before turning it off, it was giving your exact, like, the very spot you're in at that moment. And I just thought, who give these social media, like, what made them think we want that? Like, companies like TikTok, like, it ain't even owned by American companies. I don't know if any of these motherfuckers other than Facebook and Instagram and shit is. I know TikTok owned by motherfuckers in, like, Japan or some shit like that. But, yeah, I just thought that was weird, like, how we don't know enough about the terms, like, you know, the terms and conditions of everything else.
Because we don't read.
You know, the terms and conditions.
Especially stuff like that.
Of everything else except... The one thing you use day in, day out. Social media. These folks trying to kill us, man. Mm-hmm. Look at this. But yeah, I saw it and I was confused for a minute because I was like, damn, do I still want to use? You ain't got no choice but to use social media now, though.
That's the way the world is.
Especially if you're a big, independent business owner or some shit like that.
Social media, right over him.
Social media is your best marketing tool.
For real.
Like, the best marketing tool. Like, I'm trying to think what other marketing tool is better. Got some incoming. Oh, that's a act. That's an act. But yeah, man, we in the neighborhood.
Say what?
I said we in the neighborhood.
Yeah, we in the neighborhood. Anything goes on. We're gonna keep the show rolling with my boy, and I will.
But anything can happen. So people be aware of your social media and keep an eye on them those terms. Until my boy come back, I'ma keep this thing rolling. Another thing about social media that I do not like is when you on social media, it give you a repeat pattern of ads. Like, who the fuck? Who come up with the patterns of ads that I see on social media? Yes, sir. Nah, I was just telling them folks to stay on top of your terms and conditions, just like you do when you buy a cell phone.
You got to.
You got to stay on top of your terms and conditions, because if you don't pay attention.
That's why it's important to read.
Man, you default going to have us surrounded by enemies. Because
I'm going to read shit, bro.
You know what?
That's what it boiled down to.
It ain't too many more things that social media can do that.
Yeah.
They're going to make me say, you know what? Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the power of marketing, I would not be on social media.
The best marketing tool right now.
Oh my God. It's internet. I was trying to think of a way, one tool that bigger than social media as far as marketing. And I can't think of one. Like, what's a bigger marketing tool than social media? It used to be TV and commercials.
Ready.
But more people, I don't know that. I'm just, I'm spitballing. I'm just guessing, but I'm thinking more people are looking at their phones than a television.
Than anything else.
So I'm like, what better marketing than social media? So you can't say fuck social media.
No, because you need it.
You need it. You got to have it. And I'm just like.
But they made it to where you need it. They got to have it.
They made it. Nor did we make it to what we had and we needed.
No, they made it. They created the technology.
They did.
They created the technology. They introduced it to us.
Because I'm going to be real with you. I thought that shit was going to fall out like MySpace. I thought that shit was just going to drift away.
The MySpace.
I thought all that social media shit was just going to.
The Black Planet.
Yeah, I like shit like that.
Like, all that shit faded.
And so I thought it wasn't going to go no further.
Exactly.
But
once Facebook took off.
I don't like how they track you. That's all I'm.
Yeah.
I don't want to be tracked. I don't want to be found.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't. Sometimes I hide from my goddamn self.
Big facts.
I don't want to be found. Motherfucker gonna. But yeah, that one thing I saw, and I like, hey, if y'all looking and y'all listening, check your terms and conditions, because you don't want to be
read
out him and gotta everybody
read
know.
Man.
I mean, but then again, like, some of y'all might want to.
But if you think about it, bro, that's just like with all other terms and conditions that we get that we don't read.
Fact. Because you know what?
Because you pretty much get terms and conditions.
But you know why, though? You know why most folks don't just skim over? They skim over that shit because most, it depends on like what you buying. Like when you sign up for a new phone deal or whatever, right? Mofo don't read all of this shit because all the language is basically the same language you done heard before in other deals.
But there's always something.
It's something. They're going to put something in them.
It's different from the last one.
That's why when folks be like, yeah, man, I'm with such and such phone company.
Think about the terms and conditions that you don't read about when it comes to your bank account.
Oh, I don't read all that. You best read all of that because you might
a lot of them ain't gonna do that though.
You might
ain't gonna read it.
You might be paying that bank a high ass percentage.
Yeah.
To hold your money though, you feel? So I'm reading all, but shit like telephone company when you switch company, you got to turn this. Read that fine print and that shit, because the one thing that messed up is when a person say. Yeah, man, they had all of your hidden fees. I'm like, it really wasn't hidden. It was in your terms and conditions.
You just didn't read them.
You didn't read it. You feel me? It'll probably word it different.
Because the letters were too small to
it
read.
It will word it. And it
you'll
could,
find an excuse not to read
it. And like I said, it could have been worded different.
Yeah.
And it was there. You feel me? So, I don't know, man. I can't deal with social media the way I would like to because I'm getting more into it, but... Yeah, it's still a lot for me to get used to with social media. Then learning that, really just be like,
make you more hesitant. You be like, hold on.
I don't know if I'm gonna fuck with shit, but if I can control it, I'm cool. I cut it off, I'm cool.
Right.
I ain't gotta worry about it no more. But speaking of motherfuckers finding your location on social media, I was diving into the internet. I found the 10 worst cities to live in.
In the U.S. or
the
world?
In the United States.
In the United States.
10 worst cities to live. You live in any of these cities, get your ass out because they say it works. But yeah, they got 10 cities, and it comes from Forbes.
Forbes?
Yeah, Forbes right. Magazine. All right. I'm going to go from 10 up.
Yeah.
Boom. Number 10, Santa Ana, California. I've never heard of Santa Ana, California.
Santa Ana?
Santa Ana, California.
I've heard of it, but I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, like a big gang problem down there.
Oh, gang cities.
Yeah. 9, San Jose, California.
San Jose. Now, I heard of San Jose.
I heard of San Jose. Number 8, Anaheim, California.
What?
Yeah. Number 7, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wow.
I know, right? Number 6, San Diego, California. Number 5, Mesa, Arizona.
Who?
Mesa, M-E-S-A.
Mesa, Arizona.
Never heard of it. Number 4, El Paso, Texas.
Heard of it.
Number 3, Henderson, Nevada.
In fact, that's where my auntie is from.
Oh, really?
El Paso, Texas.
Oh, number 3 is Henderson, Nevada. I never heard of it. Henderson, Nevada. I'm be honest with you. I never heard of anything outside of Nevada other than like Las Vegas,
that's it.
I don't know what it is.
I don't even know no other city.
I know no other
in
city
Nevada.
In Nevada. I do now in Henderson. Now, them two is shocking.
Is who?
Number 2. Oh, never mind. Yo, fuck all that. Fuck that whole list I just gave y'all. Cause that was like, scratched it. Everything I said was part of the 10 safest cities to live in. Yeah, that was the 10 safest cities. Them were the 10 safest. My bad. Cause I was gonna say, damn, these some nice cities that's on 100. Cause
I
got
heard
the number
about
2.
San Jose, and I'm like,
it got number
what?
2, right?
And then when you say Anaheim, I'm like, what?
It got the number 2, that shit said Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm like, that's a tourist attraction. I fuck with it. Okay, that was my bad. I fucked that up. Anyway, number 10. Number 10, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay.
Number 9, Kansas City, Missouri.
Now you making some noise.
Number 8, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay.
7, Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
6, Memphis, Tennessee. 5, Baltimore, Maryland. 4, New Orleans, Louisiana. 3, Detroit, Michigan. 2, Jackson, Mississippi. And number 1, St. Louis, Missouri. 10 most dangerous cities in the United States.
Notice how they don't have Georgia or New York.
Neither one. And I
or
was just
Florida.
Like, wow. There's nothing from California on there, too.
Cause you gotta think, Carroll City, Dade County.
Yeah.
That by that, Little Haiti.
Those by Forbes are considered the 10 most dangerous cities in the United States.
So I guess everybody on the phone line.
I guess so, but I mean
Brooklyn, Harlem.
They going through a lot of gentrification up there.
Oh yeah.
They doing a lot of gentrification up there. Like neighborhoods are starting to, look different. More people moving in, more different shit going on, which that's what they were hoping was gonna happen to Atlanta.
It's slowly happening.
It did, but it didn't happen the way they wanted it to.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like they wanted
because
it.
Because
when they did, all they did was just make more black people want to move to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta think, Atlanta was already originally ran by black people.
Yeah, so like when they started doing all that shit, they just made it more appealing to more black people.
Yeah.
So it kind of,
why they call it Black Hollywood.
Yeah, it kind of flipped on their ass in Atlanta, but them were the 10 most dangerous cities. A couple of them cities I was expecting, like Baton Rouge, New Orleans.
And Shreveport.
St. Louis was number one, though.
That's shocking.
I didn't know St. Louis had a problem, did you?
Me either.
I ain't never heard of a motherfucker.
I would have thought somewhere from Texas would have been on the list.
I ain't gonna bullshit. I was expecting to hear Atlanta on though.
I would too.
Just because the population that got so fucking big.
You keep it a buck with you though? I wasn't gonna be shocked had I heard Griffin on that bitch.
Nah, we ain't, population ain't big enough.
Shit, we hit a list. We was on that list probably a couple of years ago, bro. One of the dangerous cities to live in.
I still don't think it's that dangerous.
We was on that list, bro.
I don't care what nobody say.
That shit threw me off.
I still don't think it's that dangerous. I think that's a lot of over exaggeration because it's small. Like when something happens in a small city, it's a big deal because it's a small ass. Like the same thing can happen to somebody in Atlanta and motherfucker talk about it now and it looked over tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? As to where something shocking or a murder can take place downhill.
Yeah.
And that murder will linger for a month. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole mood of everybody could be a certain way for a fucking whole month. You know what I'm saying? As to where you go to Atlanta, that same murder happened, and niggas is moving on with their life the next day. You know what I'm saying?
That is fact.
The news gonna cover it one time, and they gonna cover it again when whoever get caught and go to trial. That's it.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I like, it ain't really that dangerous. A little bit over exaggerated. We have shit happen. Like every city though, Griffin to me ain't no more dangerous than, it's less dangerous than Clayton County.
Griffin?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like Clayton County got a lot more shit going on up there though, you feel?
Yeah.
Like the troublemakers down here, you know who the fuck it is. Up there, you don't know who the fuck it is, you feel? Bunch of different niggas up there. Down here, you know what's going on. You know where to go and what not to go downhill. Yeah. You know where to go and not to go downhill.
Yeah.
If it don't look right, don't turn your ass down there. You don't know that up in Clayton County. The suburbs up there are dangerous than the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, they having full-blown shootouts in the suburbs, which I don't understand. But it's happening in Clayton County. So, yeah, we might have made a list, but it was a short period. Shit happened. I tell people at my job, be like, boy, I just had jury duty, right? And people at my job like, boy, you live in Griffin, don't you? I said, yeah. He said, boy, ain't no telling what the hell kind of case they gonna put you on. And they were absolutely damn right. It was a hell of a case. But it just goes to show how the perception of the city is outside.
Outside,
yeah,
perception is crazy, bro.
Yeah, outside, they think we just,
boy, y'all need to throw it all down.
Murders
now.
And pillagers, like,
huh?
Like, man, what?
I ain't see how you live now.
I'm like, dude,
I was born and raised down there. What are you talking about?
You take lately out of consideration. Usually, it's just like one person get killed or something.
It's been multiple.
You know what I'm saying, take the latest things that done happened out of the equation. Usually, it's like one murder or something. You feel me? And then some shit that happened out in the country that you don't really know about. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Some motherfucker get killed out in the country, but we don't really know about it. It'll be all the way out there in the boonies. And I don't read the Griffin Daily newspaper. I don't know. No, I had met a nigga that still read the newspaper. Do they still make the motherfuckers newspaper?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I will get that shit on up, because paper dead. But but yeah, I was expecting to see Atlanta. Yeah, I was expecting to see y'all niggas on that bitch. I was expecting to see Atlanta on that list. And I gotta admit, I was shocked. No Atlanta. No Georgia City, period.
Georgia, New York, or Florida.
Or California.
Or Cali.
That's what's amazing to me. You know what's amazing to me? A city like Las Vegas, Nevada don't have that much crime.
Yeah.
With everything that go on in Las Vegas, Nevada. That is literally the home of sex, gambling, and drugs. You feel me? So, to see that not on the list, that throw you for a loop right there. But you know what? I don't think I would want to live in one of them big cities anyway.
Nah, I ain't never wanted to just like live. Like on a day-to-day basis,
I wish I owned property.
But that's exactly what I was going to say.
I wouldn't want to, like, if I want to go visit and just stay there for the weekend or something, mm-hmm. But I wouldn't want to just...
Own a few spots. Some of them rented out. One of them is just for me.
I can't see myself in a big city like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can go stay 2 or 3 days.
You know what? Somebody called me. They called me country. And I was like... Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear crickets and shit at night.
Yeah.
I promise you I'd rather hear crickets at night.
All night.
Like, I just, being in the city, cool. But day in and day out, I couldn't deal with it.
I can give you 2-3 days.
Yeah.
And then I got to come back to the countryside.
Yeah, I can give you about 2-3 days for real. Because dealing with the hassle of sitting in traffic all day.
That's why I tell people I'm a country boy at heart, but I got a city mindset.
Facts.
You know what? Got a city boy mindset because I'm always trying to go.
You know what? I think that's a product of where you were raised at.
Yeah.
Like, it country, right? But it ain't far, far country.
Like that with the accent.
Because you got quick access to the highway to the city in about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I hear a lot of people say, because a lot of people be like, damn, you from down in Griffin. Y'all be getting to it, don't you? And I'm like, you speak of it as if it's a metropolis.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a little bit bigger than Butts County. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little bit bigger than Jackson. That's all. But
yeah.
It just, nigga got this city influence in Griffin. That's what it is. They got the city influence what we do down here. I tell you what, I would rather people talk shit about it, but I tell anybody, a lot of shit happened in Griffin, but best place to raise a family.
Best place to raise a family.
Because you ain't got to deal with the crime that a bigger city has. I mean, every city got crime. I don't give a damn if it's a population of 500 people in a city. It gonna have one motherfucker who a criminal. That's just the way of the world. But you ain't got to deal with the crime from a bigger city. You ain't got to deal with the bigger population of a bigger city.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally put your child on the road and teach them how to drive downhill.
But we were just talking about that with my junior.
Yeah, but try that shit in Atlanta, though.
Oh, hell no.
You're going to hit something. Somebody going to hit you. You feel?
Mm-mm.
So I was just like, it's a bad place.
We go right on here to the parking lot up here.
Yeah, I'm like, when you raising a family, right, only thing you need in the vicinity are schools.
Grocery stores. Gas stations. And doctor office.
And that's it. We got all them bitches right here.
You got a bunch of them.
Think about some cities outside of Griffin.
They have to go to a whole
Barnesville and Pike
County.
You got to go to a whole nother city or county to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
So I was like, if you got multiple grocery stores and a shop, it might not be the best shopping district, But that's why it ain't that far from Clayton County. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? That's why we got quick access to the highway.
Exactly.
So I was just like, the city influence what going on down here. Best place in the world to raise a family. Anywhere from McDonald on Dideway, best place to raise a family, hand down. You go in the Lord and Griffin, you just like being secluded. Because your ass going to have to drive to a whole nother city to go to McDonald's, nigga. Real. Now that I will not be doing.
Hell, bye.
Then you make a family grocery store trip to Walmart. Family grocery store trip to Walmart, right?
But you can't never buy no
ice cream. I was just going to say, you better not buy no ice cream sandwiches. Them bitches, they gonna look, be, they just be gonna be the ice cream.
Bring them cool and buy some dry.
Them God bitches, they gonna be the bread part of the ice cream sandwich. The ice cream gonna be gone, let them over for you. Shit, hot too. Ooh, hell no. Hey, I spent days in the rural counties. I know how.
Yeah, that's all it gonna be.
Nigga eat. Nigga be in. Nigga, we be down there in Milner. They bring us to Griffin for something, and they be like, y'all want something to eat? Yeah, yeah. But you might as well go and eat that bitch as soon as you get it, cause boy, it's a ride. Your shit gonna be cold as hell by the time you get.
That's how you get where you going.
Back. Might as well go and scarf that shit down now. No, I refuse to live somewhere like this, bro. Mm-hmm. It just ain't in my DNA, bro. I'm fine. Like, I can live in Hampton. I can live in McDonald's and shit like this.
That's because they got some countryside.
Yeah, I can live in shit like this.
They still got some countryside you can get to.
Only thing I don't like about McDonald's, they got a fucked up traffic situation.
By the worst.
They got a fucked up traffic situation.
The worst,
why? I was like, how the fuck is this so much land and not that much road? Like, what the fuck? You mean to tell me all these bitches just two lane roads everywhere?
Everything.
What the fuck? God damn.
Hey man, open this shit up.
Nigga, Lee, we got 1941 that cut in the middle of Griffin. That relieves some kind of pressure, nigga. You niggas have nothing.
And we got 16.
Get on 20, that's it.
And we got 16.
You feel? I like, good grief. That's the only thing I hate about McDonald's. You go to McDonald's at the wrong fucking time of day.
Over with, boy. You finna be stuck, boy.
You are fucked up.
You finna be stuck.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't dare go at 155.
Don't fuck around here. Don't have no AC.
Like, if you got to be at work at 5, and you leave the house at 4, oh, you done fucked up, bro. 155, fucked up.
We leaving at 3.
Everybody trying to get on 75.
What?
Nah. That's the only thing I hate about them, though. I look at that and be like, you got all this land. Ain't no road. Where the fuck is the road is it? Like, you got everybody going in one direction.
Bro, that should have been had 155 or 4 lane.
Bro, everybody going in one fucking direction. That shit bottleneck you into going. Like, if you want to get to 20 and you live, if you want to get over that 20 in that shopping center and you live in Locust Grove, that shit just bottleneck your ass right on through all that bullshit. And I'm like, I wish a person would be like, yeah, come pick me up. I'm over here off 155. What time you need to be picked up? 4 o'clock. Oh, boy, hell no. Yeah, I ain't gonna get you. I ain't gonna get you, bro. Cause I ain't for sitting. I hate traffic with a passion, bro. Cause Atlanta do that shit to you. Cause you sit in traffic in Atlanta and you be sitting and you be waiting to see what the fuck done happened. It don't be a goddamn. You done sat here for 2 hours. And ain't rolled through and seen no wreck, no traffic ticket. I'm like, what the fuck is we just sitting on
no kind
the
of
highway for?
No kind of terms or conditions.
I don't understand that shit up there, man. I'm like, boy, I know somebody dead long. We been sitting over here and they got damn traffic.
Sitting up an hour.
And then you get up there and you be like, man, I don't even see no tow truck, no goddamn police car, nothing. It just, you just sitting there.
But I got caught in that traffic so bad one day. I was driving to Lyft, right?
Shout out to the Lyft driver.
Shout out to all the Lyft drivers out there. Stay safe.
Yeah.
But, so tell me why I had somebody in the car. Just picked them up from work. Finna take them home.
Wait, what were you?
We got on, we was in Heron County, but we had to get on 75. And we was coming south.
Man.
So we hit that main area that you know always get tightened up.
On 75 on Joe the highway, Joe DeCo Road.
And Joe DeCo exit.
Well, that bro, fuck it out.
Going
beast,
past,
bro.
Going past that one. That bitch out. Why we got caught on a standstill?
That bitch beast right now.
Bro, I promise you, we sat in that standstill probably for about 45 minutes to an hour, bro. Right, it got to the point, dude was like, bro, I'm just finna take me a nap. Let me know when we down.
Like, that's all you can do when you're
like
a passenger.
Yeah.
Like you said, what if you nigga ain't got no L?
Messed up, boy. But the crazy thing was, like, the standstill was so crazy. You got people getting out the car, standing on top of their car, trying to see what's going on.
Trying to see what the fuck going on. Don't be shit.
Don't be shit, bro. By the time we got out of that and got moving, it was like when shit hit hell.
Yeah, it just keep on flowing. You be like, I won't know what, I won't know what nigga fuck died on here for. We sat here for 2 hours. Like, I sat in traffic one day for like an hour and a half one day, just sitting. And I was just like, yo, this might be the worst accident ever. Right. And when shit started moving, I still don't, I couldn't tell you what was stopping
there. I
couldn't
tell you what was going on.
Nah, they never broke me off from that shit. And I love,
tell you what was going on.
I love to visit this city of Atlanta. I love to visit this, to visit the city of Atlanta, but I hate driving in it. Just, highway is just, it's just too, it depends on what time you go.
Yeah.
Like, anytime after goddamn 7, 8 o'clock, you good. You good, bro.
Oh, in the city?
Yeah,
oh,
you
boy, you
good.
Finna catch all kind of traffic flow.
You feel?
They gonna be moving. You ain't been get stuck in
nothing. Nah, you good.
One time you gonna get stuck in something when you get in the city off the highway.
Yeah, yeah, like main
then you
roads.
Bust some blocks.
And shit. Yeah, yeah, you gonna. Yeah.
Then you finna get caught up in some traffic.
But
somewhere.
Sitting on the highway is just like, no, well, we get to, ride. We gonna get there because
highway been ride, boy.
That's why, like, when we go out to places and shit. Just jump, if it's after 8 o'clock,
you jump on the highway.
Jump on 75. Ain't nobody ride on 75. Nope. Just ride on that. No. Nigga had me, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's go jump on 75. Boy, you a fucker. You a damn fool.
And then I got to the point where now, bro, you can't even jump on 1941 or Tara.
Because they always doing some kind of road work. I wonder what that fuck. Nigga been doing road work for 3 years, boy.
Years, bro.
Like, you need to change contract.
For years. Like, how long y'all gonna keep doing this road work and ain't shit happening?
Ain't shit happening.
Y'all ain't nothing producing.
Nah, I don't take no main road no more. Just because of that, though. We like Tara Blue. I don't go to Tara no more. Just because I find an alternate route to get me into Clayton County.
Yeah.
Where I don't have to jail. I can't do it, bro. I ain't got the patience for that. It's just Tara Boulevard. We sitting on this bit like it I-75.
You feel me? Like, come on, man.
Nah, I tell you all them little back way.
Back
I take all
stuff.
Them. Back way can be best friend. Might be a little bit longer. But if you can drive, you know how to cut that time down. Get where you got to go.
Get where you got to go.
Yeah, but nah, I don't do Tara Boulevard. I don't do 20.
Ooh.
I don't do 20. Like, certain parts of 20 until you get up by the shopping district is okay. But once you get up there, and now on 20, you going to.
You see how they got that
fucking,
bullshit?
It's like you driving on the opposite side of the road. If you pay, like, if you look
and
at it.
And then you come back across.
And then you come
to the
and
right
cut
side.
And get on your right. Yeah, I saw when they were talking about it on the news. And they had the little graphics on the news and they were showing. I was like, how the fuck that's supposed to work? But
the lights
driving on it.
Yeah.
I get it, but if you think about it, that shit moves a lot smoother. It's still jam packed, but
it moves a lot smoother.
It gives those people that trying to get off on the highway on each side a chance to get on off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I drove up another other day and I was just like, what the fuck? About to be on the wrong side of the road. But then I looked at it, I was like, oh, that shit they were talking about when you go on this side, they coming up on this side.
Because when you go, everybody sitting still anyway.
Sitting still anyway.
You got green light. So,
so
you
I
got
like,
down loop through that motherfucker. Like, okay, that what's going on.
See, shit like that, no. I don't need to live nowhere where we got some shit like that. If you got shit like that for your traffic, I ain't living nowhere like this. You count.
Give me
out.
Some normal road right
what?
There.
Man, don't
I
give
just
me,
need some normal road.
Give me no shit I gotta loop around to. Man, I'm gonna fuck this all the way up on a night where I done had 2 minutes of smoke.
My boy gonna forget to go right.
What?
Loop around.
Loop around. Loop right into the front of a damn car, dog. Like, y'all bitches trying to get me a DUI. Bitches trying to get me a DUI. But
oh,
nah, yeah, I don't need to live nowhere that got no shit like that.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, 155 to 20, them the word to the spot.
Yeah.
Like, I kudos to people who take that route and be on that road every day, all day.
Yeah.
But not your boy. And I work over there. I work in that area. Add me how to get my play. I said, but I don't know no other way than to get on 42.
Bro, I don't have no.
I get on 42 and I'm good.
Where I work at now, I don't have no type of traffic to worry about. So first of all, I'm on the road 5:30 in the morning anyway, heading to work.
Oh no, nah, ain't nobody gonna be on the road with you.
Yeah. But I don't even.
I had a couple jobs like that. Well, I like.
But I don't need hit no highway or nothing, man.
Oh no, nah, you take straight back road.
Yeah, yeah, and then the road.
And then pull up right at that moment.
The road that go directly to my job is through a neighborhood type road.
It's
like,
just straight to
just
it.
Pull
yeah.
straight to it. So
I done been on that motherfucker.
You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. That, see, I just get on 42 in there. No traffic. Now, I don't come that way coming home because there's too many white police officers that work that beat. Too fucking late early in the morning to be dealing with some fucking police. So I hop on 155, but there's nobody on 155 at 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody. You feel? But I'm not coming through Locust Grove at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't trust you.
Yeah,
I don't trust you. But yeah, you probably heard. You heard the list of 10 worst cities. You actually heard the list of the 10 safest cities. First, I wasn't even trying. I wasn't even trying to give you that one, but if you're looking at it, there you go. But you heard the 10 worst cities. I won't put. We got to put that on Instagram too. See where people.
I hit the elbow.
We gotta put that up on Instagram to see what people think about the list of worst cities to live in. See where we can get people to tap in.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna have somebody that say, "Well, it's unsafe anywhere you go." That's a fact.
That is true.
That is a true fact.
It is true.
Like you can be anywhere.
Anything can happen to you anywhere at any time.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It fucked up, but that's just the way shit works. I don't make rules. I just live in the world. You feel?
You ever seen Cain kill Abel?
He didn't even have to do that. He could have let that shit slide, bro.
Let it go, bro.
Literally, that's the only bro you got. That's the only other nigga here, nigga. Nigga. Killed the only other nigga here. Ain't nobody left but you, your mom, and your dad now.
Bro, let it go.
That's a whole nother topic. I don't want to hear that nigga, because I'm still trying to figure out where all them fucking folk come from. But yeah, that's just how it go. So to wrap it up, we learned pay attention to the terms and conditions of your social media.
And all terms and conditions.
All terms. And we learned choose wisely where the fuck you live at, because you might be in one of these cities of the 10 worst ever. Yeah, that's time for that. Hey, we got some announcements to come up. Okay, so people listening on the podcast world, we're coming up on the 100th episode, right? All I can say is we will be going back visual soon.
Real soon.
Yeah, so that's like
soon.
I wanted to kind of spend the back half of the episode kind of explaining what we feel to goddamn get ready to go into in season 4.
Well, shit, let these bitches know.
Nah,
okay. I ain't mean it like that, but let these motherfuckers know.
It came out
know.
Like that. So, season
let
4,
know.
We gonna do like a makeover, because we like the process we got.
Yeah.
But we gonna still be available for the listeners on our podcast regular. But like I said just a few minutes ago, we are going visual. YouTube, we coming for that ass. We coming for that ass on YouTube. You feel me? So it gonna be some changes with the format of the actual show. So in season four, we're going to be doing topics, but we're going to have a different kind of twist to them. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like with inclusion of shit like Teddy's Corner. You know what I'm saying? Shit like I was thinking the other day we should give them like inspirational phrase for every show. That gives us the opportunity to look up something to share with people every episode. It could be one simple motivational phrase, or it could be something you really like. You feel me?
I'm with that.
You feel me? We give you that every episode, and yeah,
that's how we gonna write it.
New playlist, new song. I've been working on a new playlist for season four. So we're gonna have some music you know, and we're gonna have some brand new music for season four playlist. And season four, we're probably gonna try to do a little more guests, cause I know we know a lot of people that got a lot of shit popping.
Well,
that's finna get. We know a lot of people that finna have a lot of shit pop off.
True.
So we gonna take advantage of that time to interview the old folks.
We gonna bring back some of the old ones too.
Oh, more deal. Because
they got shit popping. Because some of them got shit popping. I got some more shit popping.
We definitely gonna bring back. By now we call them DSA alumni. They affiliates because they done been on the show, especially the one that done been there more than once. They been affiliates, but we got some of them coming back. We got some new ones coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, look forward to season four being bigger, better. It's gonna be visual for one. That's what I'm excited about.
Yep.
To get into the visual side, and we gonna cook. We were just talking about cooking up vlogs, little quick vlogs to share with y'all coming from the DSA podcast.
Yep.
Which me and my wife were just talking about it. They were like, the moment you should have your camera out, I never have my phone out. You know how you supposed to, some moments you need to catch on camera. I never have my phone out when
you should have it out.
Yeah, and then you look back at it and be like,
damn.
So yeah,
that was a moment.
Yeah, so we gonna work on bringing y'all like those short vlog moments. One thing I want to discuss with my boy, and we and him gonna talk about it all there, but I want to get into doing like restaurant reviews. Take the camera, do a quick little restaurant. We do it on our phone, but you know, get the ladies with us and we go do a restaurant review for the DSA vlog. And I think people appreciate that. You feel? I got a couple places I wrote down for us to just go visit one night.
We got a couple places on TikTok that we say.
You feel, man? We can space out how many times we go some. Cause I ain't into spending a whole lot of money on that right now.
Yeah, that's right.
But I am about having a good time. So
absolutely,
we go find these spots. And
that'd be something we do like, you know, once a month.
And see, like with us, y'all listening to the DSA podcast, know it's gonna be no holds barred. If we like it, we gonna like it. And if we don't,
we ain't gonna like it. And
we gonna definitely let you know.
I'm gonna let you know, cause I'm already picking with my eating.
Facts.
I'm already picking with my eating.
Facts.
I don't eat pork. I had ate red meat probably in about.
You done stopped eating red meat?
Yeah, I ain't ate red meat in about 6 months now. No, I take that back. Not 6 months. I'm tripping.
I feel the same, boy. You ain't ate red meat good, boy.
About 3 months.
That's still good, though.
Probably about 3 months. I ain't ate red meat about 3 months.
Nah, I just had some.
So,
I'm
picky about my eating, and I need my food cooked right. And if it ain't cooked right, this ain't it.
So, yeah, so she, that'll be a good thing to go to, dog.
Just gonna let them know straight up. This ain't it.
That'll be a good, good thing to do to. For the podcast, we do a vlog for y'all, restaurant review, and I got a couple of restaurants in mind that we start out that are, they aren't local, but they're in surrounding cities, you know what I'm saying, that I heard about that I want to try and see what they talking about. So y'all can look forward to that, because that'll be visual, and we can share that with the people. But yeah. We got a lot of shit popping off for season four. Every year it's gonna get bigger and bigger. Shout out to the bros over at Coastal Ad Trade Podcast. I plan on getting with them soon. I got an interview coming up with them in the fall season.
Got an interview coming up.
Yeah, man, we doing the interview. I'm doing a Bree Ignorance interview with them coming up in the fall. So I was kicking it with them boys, and I was like, hey, we need to do a full-blown crossover episode. Two podcasts, one podcast episode. Look for that in season four. Because they with it. You know the bros with it.
You know I'm with the shit.
So look for that in season four. But coming up immediately, look forward to this 100th episode. We plan on doing something real special for the 100th. And basically thanking everybody for listening and paying attention and laughing and getting into some deep subjects and some not so deep subjects, but just kicking the shit with us. So that 100th episode, we working on it. Look for that. And that's all I got.
That ain't all.
What you got?
DSA
no, that's all I got to tell them. I can't get, but I just want people to know we're going into number four, and we might take three out with the 100th episode and bring four in with a real big bang. That would be the best ending point for season three, the 100th episode.
Sounds good to me.
We start episode one, the 101 episode would be started in season four. I think we just had a real ass
moment with the
real
people.
Ass moment. So yeah,
and it was with the people.
We ain't got long though. 100 coming up real
we
quick.
Ain't got long.
We're gonna keep y'all informed, jumping on the podcast page at that time, but we give shout outs, social media. Queen of the show ain't here, so guess I need to do my thing. I'm trying to do it like she do it. Alright. Make sure y'all go check out my girl Teddy at bodyhunted.byteddy and go get the outfits at bodyhunted.byteddy.com. Did I nail it?
Almost got it
like body yada yada yada, but she be but go check out, get your workout sets. Short sets, tops, what they call them, waist.
Workout
sets. You know, she got the shorts,
yeah, she got some dope
the leggings,
outfits.
Tops, waist trainers for the ladies.
I gotta get my wife some more.
Go check out all that from at bodyhunted.byteddy on Instagram some and bodyhunted.byteddy.com for all of your merch. Check us out as always at the DSA Podcast on Instagram. I am ShokesBoy82 on Instagram. Check out my clothing brand at Brilliant Ignorance and at BrillXIgno on Instagram. Check out the website www.brillxigno. Check us out. We got deals, we got short sets, we got an upcoming fall collection that we're excited about. Getting ready to share pictures with everybody. Check us out. If you see something you like, put it in your cart. When you go to check out, hit the little promo thing. It's a little spot right there for you to use your promo. And type in DSA22 to get you an additional 10% off of whatever purchase you get. So do that. Have a blessed day. Bro, give them your fluid.
Oh, you already know, man. Yeah, this your country cousin, man. You can follow me at your country cousin. IG and TikTok. Got the videos coming on the daily, so maybe in the morning, maybe in the evening, maybe at night. I'm dropping one a day. So make sure y'all stay tuned and see what's going on.
That's a good way to stay in. That's a good way to build content, though.
Yeah.
You got the camera now, though.
You did.
It's all, it's gonna go up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, but you do them skits and shit. Most of them laugh at you all day with that shit.
Damn.
But yeah, check all that out. Don't forget, check out the DSA Podcast playlist on iTunes. That's DSA Podcast playlist season 3 and season 2. Check all of that out on iTunes. Check the podcast out on all available streaming sites like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the bigger one, Anchor, which you can go on Anchor and create your own content. And get what? Get paid for it.
Yep.
So Check all of that out. Y'all know what to find us at. We relaxing in the neighborhood today. It's been a good day. It's been a really good day. Shout out to the fam. We got the Akins Geiger family reunion.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all. And hopefully I get to get there. These white folks at my draw, they just slay me. They gonna take me away from my family. But shout out to y'all. You know what family reunion it is? Like, someone should have been keeping number.
I don't know.
We gotta find it out. Cause that's important. If you think about it, that's an important number to have attached to your family. Like, how many times
we really ain't gonna be able to know, because you gotta think.
It done happened so long.
For a couple of years, too.
It did. But I wanna win it to start back up.
So
we can even look into that. But yeah, shout out to the Akin Geiger family. All of y'all, love all y'all. Family is, there's nothing more important in life than family. If you know your family and you're still in touch with your family, shout them out. I'm shouting mine out. Hopefully I get to see a couple of y'all over the weekend. If I don't, I will be FaceTiming some damn body.
Some of them here now.
Really?
The Tennessee crew.
Oh, they down to Tennessee crew here. Where they
supposed
at?
To be here now. From my understanding, with Kim.
Dang.
But I ain't heard nothing. We probably been trying to link up, man.
Ain't nobody able to.
Ain't nobody said nothing. Cause I had mentioned going bowling. Like, we know all the cousins just get together and just go bowling. Hey,
shout out to all y'all. If I don't get there, I will be FaceTiming y'all. I love every one of y'all. And with that, man, we DSA Podcast, man. And we are out.